In the previous parak, we discussed extensively the mume behema hapsulin, the same way a behema that's not a tomim, but the behema is a posel. The behema is a bal mum, his posel. Pasuk says in Malachi, where the Torah calls it v'chisagishu pisech v'cholein ro hakriveu nola pachosech, it's a bizoyin to bring such a carbon. Bechefz, it's not right to be a carbon. So to the Ovid, the Torah says also in Pashas Emor, it's the same perek of Mume Behemo and Mume Adam in Pashas Emor perek Chof Aleph, and over there the Torah lists off the different Mumen Sheba Adam. Now, in truth, a lot of the basic principles of Mume Behemo that we had are really going to chaz themselves off by Mume Adam. Obviously, the anatomy and the biology is different, but the basic idea of different psulim, beguf, are also true. However, there is a whole group of psulim ba'odam v'loy ba'behema, and this is what's called the poskim use the shprach. It comes from the Gemara that it's not shova bizarre shel aroin. The kohen has to be not like a second-rate citizen. So lav dafka that physically there's a mum that makes him becheftz into a bal mum. However, it's almost as if what we had by a behema is that there's a mum over where anatomically, biologically, the behema is not bechefza b'mum. It's not mafkia kedushas haguf, but lamaisa, being makriv the carbon is a pastlos in the avoida. There are certain mumim, basic mumim that we're going to list in the next few mishnayis, which render a kohen bechefza b'mum. There are certain mumim which lav dafka, he's a bal mum be'etzem. We wouldn't call him biologically a bal mum, but lemaisa, he's not roi lamoid l'shores shovem b'nei are. Sounds like only semantics, but lemaisa, the Rishonim are not clear, it's not clear from the Gemara, how far to take these psulim. You're talking, there's the shita of the Rambam, the Rav, that these mumim that are, because he's eni shovem b'zari shalaroin, are posel m'deraisa. And he's over on a loisa se midaraisa, but lamaisa doesn't pass up the avoida b'diavad. He's not bechefza balmum, he's roi l'avoida. There's a love on him doing the avoida in that type of state of any shav bizarre shalara. Tesyanta brings a coin to Rashi, going one step further, that not only is it kosher b'diavad, but there's a chilvah gabi the love. There's a lav on a kohen who's oivid in a state of being a balmum. He gets malchus. Rashi holds that the lav is only there by the first type of mumin, the ones that are bechefta balmum. The ones that are eni shove bizarre shel aroin is only an iser asay, and there's no malchus. Now, the musik that we had by behemah of a mum oiver, where the korban is posel, but it's not mafkir kedusha guf because the mum could be oiver. Behemah breaks a leg, the leg could heal if it's set, it could heal properly, and if it heals properly, then the behemah is back on all 4 feet. The same thing could be true by Adam. The Gemara has a havamin. The Gemara says you need a pasuk to teach you, maybe the kohen is yotza mikdush dasoi. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, kolisha shaboy mum mizera aaron hakohen, lo yigash laka v'sir shashem mum boy. Kolzman shemum boy. But after the mum is over, there are mumen that are over, so then the halacha is that he's back to his din of avoda. The question would be interesting today. What about something that could be surgically fixed? But even where it's not a mumoiver, it's not something that goes back by itself. But today, modern medicine could fix. What's going to be the kashi yibana beis amigdosh? And there are mumin that are mumin kvuim, but today they could be fixed with whatever surgery. That's a good question. We'll wait in mitzvah Hashem shiyibana beis amigdosh meir v'yomenu for that question to be answered. Mumin Elu, the mumin that are going to be listed in this parak, ben kvuin ben oivrim, poistlin ba'adam, whether they're kvu or they're things that will pass, something happened, an injury, but it'll pass, a poistlin ba'adam at least for now. Yoyse aleim ba'adam, that means what the Mishnah says is legabe b'chor behemah, legabe mumin and a behemah, that's in the parak that we previously learned. But the same thing is going to be true legabi Adam. Yoyse aleim ba'adam, more mumen than found by a behema is also in an Adam. Hakiloin. Kiloin is somebody is a deformity of the skull. It's his head is thin from the top and wider on the bottom. It's a deformity of the head. Va'alafton. The loshon, by the way, over here is kiloin, is a roshay doime le'achlo, some type of like covering of a pot. We're not familiar with it. A lafton, the same idea. Lelefes is a type of vegetable, and it's also wide from above and narrow from the bottom. So it's also a deformity of the head. V'hamakavon. Makavon is some type of hammer. Also, there's like flat-faced. I'm sorry, this is the opposite of flat-faced, where the back of his head sticks out or the features on his face stick out in a noticeable way with a deformity. V'sheroshe shakua, or this is when Kilua's head is sunk in, either from the back or from the front. So again, these are all deformities of the head. We don't find this type of thing by a behemoth. We're not so sensitive to the facial features and the head features of an animal. Ushkifos, where the back of the head doesn't stick out at all. So it looks like part of the back of the head is missing. So we don't have any of this in a behemoth, but it's absorbed by Adam. But the Mishnah does bring a machloikis. Ubali hachatoiteres. Somebody who has some type of, there's like a piece sticking out, like an extra piece of fat or flesh on the body. This is already not in the head. On that, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, it's not considered a mum, Vacham and Poislam. So there's one type of level called a Baliacha Toites. I can't describe it exactly in English. But the Mefarshim point out from the Gemara, that's only if it fits in with the basic anatomy of a person. But if there's a piece of flesh that's noticeably sticking out. But what happens if there's a whole nother piece of the body and it has bones? It's like a mamzer deformity. It's a grossly misshapen body. Over there, that's for sure possible. Mishnah Beis. Hakereach possible. Kereach means bald. Question is bald. Everybody goes to a certain extent bald, balder, as they get on in life. So what's called bald, that's a psul. Ezu kereach, kol she'en lo shita shol se'er makefes, me'oizen lo'oizen. He doesn't have any strip of hair going from ear to ear. That means if he has the basic receding hairline, and even quite bald, is fine. We're talking about bald, bald. He doesn't even have one strip of hair going from ear to ear. V'im yesh lo'i, harei ze kosher. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Maybe to be meramez, what the Rav brings down from the Gemara, or the Mefarshim bring, is that the kashrus over here, when he has very little hair, his hairline receded all the way, so he's almost completely bald, he has one strip of hair going from ear to ear on the back part of his head, that is kosher, because that's not a tzura mishuna. What happens if he has a strip in the back, and he has a strip of hair in the front, then he has a very large bald spot in the middle, that's most of his head, that would also be possible, because that already is a tzura of a mum. That's not a tzura of a normal receding hairline. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. Ein lo gvinim, he doesn't have eyelids, eyebrows. Ein lo yale govin echod, this is what the Torah calls gibin, one of the words over there. Reb doisoy mekol she gvinov shoichvim, if his eyebrows sag to where they go down mamish to his eyes, that's already a disformity, that's a mum. That's gibin. That's what the Torah is talking about. Rabbi Chananya ben Antigna Soime, mi sheyesh lo shtei gabim ushtei shidrois. This last sheet holds that the word gibin in the Torah is not from the sheirish of eyebrows. The first two sheets hold its eyebrows. The shal is only if he doesn't have, or they're sagging to the point where they go down to his eyes. Rabbi Chananya ben Antigna learns that the word gibein is misherish gav. Gav means the back. That means he has shtei gav, he has two backs. Two backs, two spines. What does it mean, two backs, two spines? It means a very severe hunchback. So that's also a mum. Now, the Rav is moisiv over here. Umashmos dershim bovadike benayu. He says, there's no nafkemino, the shal has only had to read the posuk. Everybody holds that the mum that's called in the Torah Gibbon is the one that he's talking about, but nobody's arguing la halacha. So here we have to go back to what we spoke about a few minutes ago on the Akdama. And that is, the Rav is saying that, what he means to say is, if it's Mufurish in the Torah, or it's only from the Zaken, which is any Shavu B'Zara Shal Aroin, either way the halacha is that the Avoida is posel. I'm sorry, the Shita of the Rav, the way we explained it is that a mum, which is from the mumim hamyuchotim ba'odom, doesn't necessarily passel up b'di'evid. It only passels lechatchilo. There's a lav, but it doesn't passel up the avoida. So there's no nafkamina practically if that's the mum that the Torah is talking about. L'maisa, the mashmor sagamor, we said the Shita of other Rishonim, Rashi, is that there's a chilik between something which is only al tzeinu shava b'zayu shalaron, as opposed to a mum hamufurish b'teira that the avoida is possible with the avid, or there could be another nafkamina. Nafkamina is whether it's only iser asay or whether there's also malchus. So this that the Rav says is lefishit so Rambam, there's no nafkamina between the two. Mishnah Gimel, hechorum posel. Chorum refers to a mum that's in the nose, that's also posel. It's one of the lashonis of the posel. Ish iver, blind, pisech or lame, oy chorum. Says the Mishnah, Ezu Chorum, what is this mum of the choytim of the nose, which is a mum? Ha-koichol shte'enov ka'achas. His nose is so sunk in that his nose doesn't divide between the two eyes. He could, literally, the Mishnah uses the lashon, he could paint. It's not so negated by men. But literally, he could use eye makeup, shte'enov ka'achas, with one brush, because it goes straight across the face. Shtein of Lamalo. This is already another mum. This is not the chorum that's in the mission in the pasuk. Shtein of means that his two eyes are Lamalo. They're above where normal eyes are. So there's a deformity there. Ushtein of Lamato, or the eyes are below. Ene achas Lamalo. The ene achas Lamato. If the two eyes are not consistent, so any Lamalo Lamato, both of those. Both are above or below. Both of one is above and one is below. That also passes. There's a person who doesn't have a straight, fixed field of vision. He could see together. He could see up and down. It's like a cross-eyed. Soche shemesh. There's a person who's constantly squinting. That means when he stands in a normal place with his sunlight, his eyes are slitted. So when this type of fellow is standing doing the avodah, you see literally his eyes are slitted. The mum over there is not because of a deformity, it's because of a reaction. Maybe he can't tolerate light. But Vinishvi, when he's standing and he's doing the avodah, he looks deformed. He looks like his eyes can't open. Zugdus is a double lashon of double. Zug is a pair. Dus, also the lashon of the Gemara, comes from Yevani, is also a lashon of double. So this is somebody who his eyes or his eyebrows or anything else in the body really that he has two of and they don't function the same. They're a pair, but a pair they're supposed to complement each other. He has two eyes, and the way the Mephoshim speak it out, one is brown and one is green. One is blue and one is brown. That itself is a mum. It's a pair that's functioning as two, not as one together. So that's the way it'll be in any, his arms, his legs, any two parts of his body that should be the same size and function together that don't. Vatziron, this is somebody who has some type of condition where his, like an eye duct problem, where his eyes are constantly dripping tears. Mishenoshu, shenoshu risei enov. He's the, his eyelashes are constantly falling out. Posel b'nei marasayin. It's something ekeldik to look at. It's most to look at, but not that it's a psul be'etzem aguf. So this psul is only out to marasayin. Chere means that it's the rabbanon. The Rav finishes off that this marasayin is only when it's a condition, but it's not complete. It means his eyelashes haven't completely fallen out. There's nothing there. That itself is a mum. Or if there's a constant, a lot of falling out, so then that's also a mum. Then the Rav finishes off with what we discussed, that there are three different categories of mumei odom. There are the mumim that are shove ba'odom behema, the kohen that does the avoida gets malchus, and the avidos mechulelos, the avoida is possible. The mumim that are nitoisiv by odom, then are not by behema, so they're not existential and anatomical mumim in the tsuras ha'odom, if they wouldn't be equivalent by behema. So then the halacha is he gets malchus, but lemaisa the avodah is not mechulelos, and the mumim that are mipnei marasayin, which are lechor only derabbanon, lemaisa doesn't get malchus, and that's poshut that the avodah is not mechulelos.